have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July. And happy 250 years of America. Amazing. I hope you had an amazing 4th of July. I know some people did. You had a good time. You watched the fireworks. You had dinner or whatever. And now you're traveling back home in some cases. So happy 4th of July. My 4th of July was amazing. It was like, como chelly vu, mamma mia, hola, nigarara, si, senor. It was amazing. I absolutely.
You know, I'm about to make me cuss.
I absolutely did. Nothing on the 4th of July. Isn't that amazing? Finally, nothing. Quiet time all the way. I didn't even watch any fireworks. Let me see. Did I watch any on Saturday? No. I heard it going off and just around places, and but I didn't go to watch any. I just wanted that total downtime, and it was amazing. So happy 4th of July. It, amazing. Fellowship on Sunday, which was yesterday, was a blessing, a gift from God. And to the men and women around the world, those who were there, those who were watching online, or those who are watching it now, you stay with it. Stay with it. It was, and if you were not there or you didn't watch it, you can go to our YouTube. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And we dealt with last week's biblical question. Is life physical or spiritual? Whether you realize it or not, life is all spiritual. You just think that it's physical. It's spiritual. And the spirit causes you to operate through the physical body. And so you think is, some of you think is physical, but it's spiritual. And if you stay working on yourself and come out of the illusion of the imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time, you will start to see that it is truly spiritual. But you believe it, and I understand, I was there too, believe it or lie in your mind. I'm going to give you a new biblical question in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jessalepeterson.com/show. And you can call in today, right now, if you like, at 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JOP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JOP talk or Bon JOP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to all of your super chats. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Right now, hit like. Like. Amazing. Amazing. The brand new biblical question. And it is another doozy for those men and women and boys and girls who want to know themselves. It's for you, not for everybody. I understand. No problem. Most people love not knowing themselves. So it's not for you. Unless you decide, you know, I do want to know myself. I want to understand what's going on with me. Know thyself. It's the beginning of freedom. It really is. Do you love America? Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. It truly is an amazing question. Yesterday, Sunday, in the fellowship, I talked about this good teacher, a teacher of the truth. And this teacher one day took the class out because the teacher wanted to teach them a lesson. He wanted them to see something that most people don't even, are not aware of, and in many cases don't even care to know about. And so the teacher of the truth, the good teacher, said, okay, class, I'm going to take you out today, and I want you to pay attention. Learn from everything. Learn from what? Everything. Pay attention. And I want you to see what's going on. And so he took them out, and they went by a newspaper stand. And at the newspaper stand, there were people reading magazines and reading newspaper and reading books and sitting around, standing around reading. And one of the students asked, good teacher, what's in this lesson? All we were doing is looking at people reading magazines and newspapers and books and things. And the teacher said, hold on, you'll see it. Stay with it. And so they went down to the supermarket. Lots of people in the market buying food and doing this and picking out things. And teacher, what's in this? I don't see anything. Pay attention. And then last but not least, they went to a basketball game and a football game and a soccer game. and all the people having so much fun, yelling and screaming and just having fun. And the people paid $600, $1,000 for the tickets to get into the games. Some paid even more than that. It all depends on where they're seated or. But they paid buku money to get into the games. And the students asked again. And so they looked around. They saw thousands and thousands of people there laughing, hollering, running around, just eating hot dogs and having just such a good time. Some people were drinking beer because some of the events they sell beer. Good teacher. What is the lesson? And then one more, they went down further and they went past a farm. And at this farm, the owner of the farm was planting seeds inside the ground, underground. He was planting the seeds. And the student asked, good teacher, what's the lesson? What's the? And the good teacher said, most human beings plant their seeds on one another. They depend on each other. They go to the newspaper stand and read books and magazines because they don't want to feel the pain of loneliness. They don't want to feel loneliness, so they escape by using books, reading magazines and books. So they're using the magazines as the magazine company is using them. So they're planting their seeds in that. They're planting their props and propping it up on each other. Human beings use each other's so they can be used, so they can use, so they can be used. And then they said, well, what about the football games and everything at the market? Same thing. Human beings don't plant their seeds on solid ground. They plant their seeds on a false self of using one another and being used. And they think that's life. And so the farmer, he gave up all that and he planted his seeds in solid ground. And so the good teacher asked, what is your prop? What is your life propped on, built on? If it was to fall apart, what is it in your life that if you lose, or who, if you lose or don't have, you will fall apart? Your prop will come tumbling down. Who or what? What are you afraid to lose right now? Or who are you afraid to lose right now? I know countless of cases where married people, husband and wife, are afraid of losing one another. They live in that fear because their lives, they feel that if you leave me, I'll fall apart. If you don't treat me right, I'll fall apart. Their props are built on that. And so they are afraid of losing. There are men who would not correct their wives because they're afraid of losing her. She might get mad, they say. Your life is not built on solid ground, and your prop will fall apart. What's in your life that you're unwilling to let go of right now? You're living in fear of losing it. Money, places, or things, or people. What is it and who is it that you're afraid of losing? Are you afraid that if you didn't go to that football game, paid all that money to go to that football game, basketball game, that you have to experience being alone, and you don't want to do that? or if you don't read that magazine, you'll be lonely. Or turn on your TV, you'll be lonely. Why not have a life of nothingness? Why not live that way? Why you gotta have something or someone to keep your false life propped up? You're falling apart anyway, because it takes a lot of work and money and time and pain to hold on to your prop. Suffering. You're suffering anyway. Because you're suffering that with the fear of losing it. And then when you look like you're going to lose, you suffer even more so. Why are you refusing to give nothing a try? Why? Why are you refusing to give nothing a chance? What's wrong with you? Everything you've done and are doing is not working for you. You end up losing it anyway. And if you don't lose it, you're in fear and misery of keeping it. Why don't you give nothing a try? Rely on nothing to prop you up, or no one to prop you up. Your false life. Why not be like the man, the farmland guy that lives on the farm and plant his life on a solid foundation, relying on nothing? But no, you ask, well, who will I be if I'm nothing? Who will I be if I didn't have somebody to prop my life up on, to love me and I love them? You don't love them and they don't love you. It's a lie. You have to work at that. And it still doesn't work. Oh, but I'm a people pleaser. Who will I be if I'm not trying to please everybody? Why not give that a try? Because you're nothing anyway. It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of stress and effort to please everyone. Why not be nothing? Why not at some point in your life rely on nothing? Oh, I know why. Because you think that you're everything. You think you're everything. And then because you think you're everything, you think the same way about God. God is nothingness. God is nothingness. And you think God is like you, everything. You think you're everything. You will not accept you're nothing. And because you want to accept you're nothing, you rely on everything to keep yourself, what you think, alive. God is nothingness. You got to rely on nothing. Absolutely nothing. Give nothing a chance. Don't let anything or anyone save you from this false life that you have. Give nothing a chance. See what happens. You can't trust nothingness. You can't trust God because you think you are God. You think Satan is your God. Evil is your God. And there is a devil, and he dwells inside of you. It reminds me of people who call themselves, oh, I'm a giver. I take care of my family. I give them money. I help this person. I help that person. I help grandma, and I help my mom. I help everybody. You do all that. And then when they don't give back to you, or they don't treat you the way you would like to be treated, they're just using me. Everybody use me. And you're mad, and then you gossip about them, and you put them down. You can't blame them. You don't want propping your life up on being a giving, and then bitching about it when they don't give back. So you love giving, and you love bitching about not getting it back. You're propping your life upon the wrong thing. Once you let all your props fall, because you got to work hard to keep them up. You got to go through every game. You got to go through every party. You got to go to everything to keep it going. That's a lot of work. And then you still end up with nothing. Isn't that amazing? You don't trust nothingness. You trust all of your illusions, one after another one. You don't trust God because you think you know God. And you think you say you trust in God, but you're lying. You don't even know him. You read about him. You can quote the scriptures. You can quote the Quran. You can quote the Jewish Bible. I forgot. Talmud. What's the Jewish Bible called? Talmud?
I think you're thinking of Talmud, but sometimes I don't know if you mean Torah or Talmud.
Torah and whatever the Jewish Bible is. You trust everybody, everything but the nothingness. You even trust thoughts and emotions. Talmud. Amazing. You pay. Just think about it. At this soccer thing, they charged thousands of dollars for the, and the people piled in, using one another. People make themselves available to be used so they can use you. You use them, and they use you. Your life is propped up on that. What a sad way to live. And then you still cry at night. You're still lonely. You're still afraid. You don't have to be that way anymore. But you're going to forever be that way as long as there's a you. As long as there's a you, you're going to be that way. When you disappear, it will be over. You'll be free. One of the young lady at the meeting yesterday who was working on herself, she and her husband asked, her husband asked about dating or something, romance, I think. And the young lady, she was working on herself, but she wrote romance. Why? If you want romance, that means something wrong with you. Something is missing. And if the husband or boyfriend go out and romance you, you still going to be missing something because you're going to want some more and more and more. You're propping your life upon that. When something is going on inside of you, it's not the time to look outside to resolve the issue. It's to see what's going on with you, in you, and overcome it. When your life is not propped on anyone or anything, when you're not trying to be this way to others so they can be this way to you, and you using them and they using you, you'll be free. And if you and your husband, lady, go out for a nice dinner, fine. If not, fine. She said she was looking for a new experience. Taking a walk is not a new experience. Going to dinner is not a new experience. Every person who are looking for a new experience is using and being used. You give something so you want something back. I showed up at the game. I supported the people and the people supported me. We shouted and hollered and carried on together. You using them. Mothers use their adult children. I took care of you. I made you. Now you got to take care of me. Like she was doing you a favor when she had you and fed you. She was supposed to. That's what parents do. If you don't want to feed the baby, don't have the baby. As Michael Jackson would say. When will you let your house come tumbling down? When will you stop being you? It was an amazing fellowship yesterday. Check it out. Everybody using it, everybody. Building their houses on sinking sands instead of a solid foundation. And 99% of the people are afraid to trust nothingness. They got to feel something, think something, or say things, or believe things, or they got to have something to hold on to. And they think they're holding on to God. Because they think God is like them. You think you're everything, and you're nothing. And you won't see that you're nothing until you stop trying to be something. Men and women get married, then they fight. Trying to hold on to it. Living in misery, trying to hold on to misery. And they call that love. We fight because we love one another, they say. A marriage is, you're supposed to work for a marriage. Work on a marriage, you're supposed to. That's a lie. That's a false prop. You only think that you're supposed to work on a marriage and make it work, or any relationship, really, because you're using them and they're using you. And both of you fall into a ditch. Why not take control of your life and let it go? Rely on nothing and see what happens. Oh, you're afraid of that. I'm so afraid, you say. Now you're relying on fear. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely, I lost my mind. Now you're relying on loneliness, and you read a book, or you turn the music on, you make a phone call, or you get drunk or high because you don't want to be lonely. Amazing, huh? Check it out, rebuildingaman.com/church. For those men and women who want to be free, the whole world is a jungle, and there's no love in it. Human beings have no love at all. Look how they're like wild animals to one another. Look how they treat one another. Ain't no love in that. Look how you treat your own children. You cuss them out. You spoil them. You do whatever. And then you think they owe you something because you're the parent. There's no love in the world. Friendship, no love. God sent his son to tell you that, to tell you about love. The way back home to the Father, and all who are born of the female, and everybody is, must be born again of the Father. Back, you got to return to love. And love is not a feeling. 888-7753-773. It's up to you. Let all your props fall, or you're going to always be trying to hold them up. And it's a job, and you still won't be happy. Your mind, whatever it is you're holding on to. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. is going to point you in the right direction, that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. Happy White History Month announcement. The Hake, H-A-K-E report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Did you see the Anchor Baby show on Saturday? He went on for hours and hours. It was amazing. Podcast if you didn't. The American Anchor Baby. And then I do shout outs for you. Personal shout outs. Birthdays. A lot of birthdays. Graduation. Summertime and the living is easy. Shout outs. Encouragement shout outs. Whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Shout out and a reminder to like these videos. Do you love America? How do you know? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You know what else is amazing? I want you to know, I've said this, but it's worth repeating. The world is a jungle, meaning people. And you are afraid to be in the jungle. You're afraid of people. Because you're afraid of yourself. There is nothing to fear. But you don't know that, because your life is propped up on the wrong things. On you. But it is a nasty, evil, mean world out there. In families, in relationships, in businesses, in government, in churches, in walking at the gang, everywhere. It is a mean world out there. What a mess, huh? It's a mean old world out there. Let me go over to MI Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter. I Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter. I Humpback, Humpback, I Mississippi. And talk to Ania. Ania, you are on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well. Happy White History, Ania.
Yes, happy White History.
Thank you.
So I have a question.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for about 6 years now. and I've been taking a lot of what you say in. And over time, I've always been this way, but since I've been listening to you about overcoming a fallen state, I developed a lack of desire for a lot of things. I don't really care to go out much. I don't really care to talk to people much. I don't care to do much. And there's nothing in me that really drives me to pursue or to, like, go after something. I remember speaking to my sister not too long ago, even concerning the gift that I think I have when it comes to singing or songwriting. She was telling me that, you know, like, while I'm young, I should be, like, pursuing some sort of, like, a career in a particular thing. I should, you know, use my talent to, you know, for the world and to share my gifts with the world. And while she was telling me this, and she told me this a few times, trying to encourage me to go out and use my gifts and do, like, great things with them, there was no fire in me. I lacked the desire to do so. So I thought I would come to you and ask, now that I have no desire to do anything, to go out, to chase after my dreams, to invest in my gifts, is that a sign of there being something wrong, or am I on the right track?
You're definitely on the right track. It is working, it's happening. But as far as if you have the gift to sing or make music, you should do it without pursuing a career or trying to be great with it or anything. Just do it because the gift to sing is from God, and He gave you that gift not only to, you know, go out and make music, and people, you know, we can enjoy music in the right way, some people, but to earn a living on earth. And so you should go to, you know, do your music if that's what you want to do, but not be in competition, not try to be better or worse than anyone. Do it because that's your gift to do it. It's natural. And don't do it looking for a feeling. Even though you might get, you enjoy it, you're going to love it, meaning that you're going to enjoy it, but don't do it as a way of getting a false identity.
Okay. But what if you have a gift, but you don't care to do anything with it?
If you don't want to do it, don't force yourself, but you should at least work and take care of yourself.
Okay. Yeah,
do you have a job?
That's really all I'm doing. I do. I have a job. I'm maintaining. I have a place to stay. I have a car. I have a job.
Oh, and you're fine.
I got food on the table. I my aunt, she was talking to me yesterday, and she was telling me how she was, like, being promoted, and she was, like, going up, you know, in the ladder from her job. She went from one position to an even higher position. And, you know, she was asking me, like, what do you want to do? What are you into? You know, like, what do you got going on? And I'm like, I'm just maintaining, you know? And then it made me think, like, should I be into something?
No.
You know, should I have something going on? Should I be, like, you know, doing something? Like, I have no sense of direction. Like, I want to do this. I haven't thought about going to school, Uncle Jesse, but I don't even know what I want to go to school for. Like, it's just...
But so you got a job, you have money, food on your table, roof over your head, you're feeding yourself, you have a car, you're living.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like the world. And so if Aunt your Martha tell you, oh, I'm climbing the ladder of success, I'm this, I'm that, don't try to be like her. Wish her well. Okay, fine. And you don't have to try to convince her that she's right or wrong. You just live your life.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that something isn't wrong with me because I'm still kind of young. And,
yeah,
you know, the idea for the world is, like, to do it while you're young. That way when you get older, you can have something under your belt to kind of hold you when you're older. You know what I mean?
But if you keep going to the world for ideas and advice, you're going to end up like the world. Unhappy, lost, crying at night, and wishing you had worked on your life early. You can't keep getting ideas from the world. And the world think your life is boring because their lives are propped on excitement and propped up on excitement and being successful and being aggressive and getting all that they can get. And their life is not propped up on, it's not built on solid ground, it's built on sinking sand. So they're telling you all that they can know, they know because they're lost, but just wish them well and don't try to be like them. How old are you now?
I'm 25 now. Oh, I turned 25 like a week or two ago.
Right on. Happy birthday. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
But you're doing fine. And don't listen to those thoughts and don't listen to the world.
Yeah. I get those thoughts a lot, Uncle Jesse. They keep saying, you got to do something. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? They don't even know.
Right.
They're just telling me to go out and do something I can be proud of or something, you know.
Because they want to stay alive in you, so they need a reaction from you. They need you to get mad and feel like nothing or get all happy. Go out there and build a life so that they can live inside of you. That's not you saying those things. Well, you sound like you know it already, but it's not you telling you those things at all. And it's not from God.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that from you because, you know, I live a very boring life. It's very boring and it's very monotonous. It's repetitive. It's a constant routine. Nothing fun goes on. I think that's why I don't have any friends. I never really had friends all my life because I really could never connect with people and I can never keep them around. You know, they come and they go.
I have a very boring life, too.
It doesn't sound like it, Uncle Jesse. I hear your story. It sounds very fun.
I have to tell you, my life is very boring. But yet, it's the best time of my life. My boring life is the best time. I told you about 4th of July. I didn't do anything on the 4th of July. Nothing.
Me neither.
it was amazing.
Yeah, I thought about going out. Like, they have events out here and little festivals. But like I said, I have no desire for it. I have to force myself to do it. Because even when I do it, as soon as I get up there, I'm ready to leave. I just want to go home.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a waste of my time. Why am I here?
The thoughts were telling me, oh, you need to go to family. You need to do this or call somebody or something. I just noticed that they were telling me that. But my life is boring. A fun life. The best life and the fun life is a boring life. The people who are all the way hustling and busting and trying to make a life for themselves are sad people. They are unhappy, they are lost, and they are trying to create a life. They're building their lives dependent on other people, so they go out and make people depend on them, using others so they can use them. They're creating a false life.
Now, this path of not chasing after accomplishments and success and living a boring life and not really doing anything other than the routine, do you know exactly where it leads?
It leads straight to heaven. A boring life is paradise. A boring life is that's a legitimate fun life. If you want to have fun in life, overcome the false self, and that's what you're doing. You're doing fine. Be patient. Don't believe the devil.
Okay. Well, one thing I do want to say, I heard you say this, Uncle Jesse, even before I heard you say it, it wasn't too long ago. I thought to myself, because the thoughts keep bothering me about accomplishing, achieving, doing something. I said, if I am going to do something with my life, I should at least, you know, dedicate my life to overcoming the world. And then not too long after I heard you say it, you said, dedicate your life to overcoming the world, overcoming the thoughts. And I said, if I am going to do something, shouldn't it be that of anything else?
Right.
And I guess that's what I should just be focusing on now.
That's amazing. Absolutely. Because what life is it that you're building? You know, when people try to build their life, who are they trying to build? What life are they talking about? They don't even know what life is. And they think that what they're thinking and feeling is their life. And all they're doing is digging a deeper hole for themselves. There's no life for you to build. Life is already done. You just need to live.
And not too long ago, I had a revelation about people in relationships or trying to do what the thoughts are getting me to try to do when it comes to building a life. I realized when people do that, they build a relationship or they build a life, they're building an attachment. And so when it inevitably departs from them because it's temporary, it really takes a huge chunk out of them, and it is harder to deal with and overcome because they spent so much time building that attachment.
Yeah.
I think that's why you tell us not to work at like relationships or work at this or work at that, because you're becoming more attached to it. So when it breaks from you, it breaks a part of you. You know what I mean?
100%. Absolutely. Amazing.
Amazing. last thing, Uncle Jesse.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes I have a hard time sleeping, and I use the silent prayer to help me sleep. I remember when you say, you know, it because you're releasing all that tension and right. all them thoughts, and your body is relaxing, you want to fall asleep. So I try to like kill two birds with one stone. So I'll sleep. I'll do a silent prayer, and then I'll kind of let me fall asleep. So I can kind of do both, because if I try to do a silent prayer like an hour before I sleep and then go to sleep, I have a harder time sleeping. So am I doing it okay, or is
yeah,
did
you're
I
fine. Just, don't make okay. sleep that important. Sleep is not a big deal. Don't make it a big deal. So when you do, and the only reason you're having a hard time sleeping at time because you're falling into your imagination, thinking about the past or thinking about something or overreaction. And so, yes, if when you just lay there, close your eyes, and relax. Don't try to force yourself to sleep or anything. Become aware, and you will fall asleep.
Okay. Well, thank you, Uncle Jesse. Were you going to ask me something?
I don't think so. I forgot. But stay with it. You're doing fine. You stay with it. But don't make
okay.
sleep a big deal, all right?
Okay. I won't. Thank you.
Happy 250 years of America.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Did you ever watch Trump's speech? I didn't.
I didn't yet. I have sound bites from it.
Oh, okay. Then I'll be watching and tune again so I can hear it, because I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I didn't. My life was so amazing on Saturday, I didn't turn the TV on or anything. It was amazing. So you're
wow,
doing
what
fine,
did you do?
All right?
Okay. What did you do?
Nothing.
You just sat down in the couch?
Well, you know, I did a few things around the house and stuff
yeah.
like that, but I just had total quiet time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And good talking
okay.
to you. I got to run because of time. And good
yes.
talking to you, though.
Okay, yeah. And I always love talking to you. Thank you, Uncle Jesse, for your advice.
You're welcome. Call me again, all right?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Groovin' Mastiff is now a member, a monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Jack,
I appreciate that.
Jack B, double exclamation mark on Cash App.
Thank you, Jack B. That's amazing.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. I see elephants in the room, says aren't, in response to, you know, you mentioned you don't know where anywhere in the world where the government protects its own people.
Right.
Aren't a well-regulated militias and the government and the guns supposed to prevent this? It's just what I hear about how great America is because it has guns all the time. I'm curious why the guns haven't solved the very problems that the Constitution intended them to, or just more gloating.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, some of those, I got my Second Amendment people, let the country go anyway.
Yeah.
Marty says, happy 4th to my Bond family. Love you guys and be safe.
Happy 4th to you. Thank you and appreciate your support. And happy White History Month. Amazing.
Grateful Blessed Beard and Big Red Dot. Welcome, JLP show members.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jermaine says, oh, Lord, church today is going to be fire. Fire emoji.
It's a blessing. Really. Amazing. Thank you.
Brie K. and someone, but several coffees or more each. Thank you, guys. No message.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you for your donation.
Judd Stone on says, you will eat and be satisfied on Facebook. Deuteronomy 8:10.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word. The Word was God. God was the Word. And the Word was God. In the beginning.
Norris T, 5 gift memberships on the Bond channel.
Thank you, Norris T. That's amazing.
The Joshua James said yesterday, happy 5th of July. Remember, it's White History Month, people. Give a white person a hug. Emoji.
That's right. Amazing. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Thank you.
Eric, when a woman says be more romantic, she's saying submit to the hell in me.
Let me control you. Worship me. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, hey, Jesse, church was helpful when you told the good teacher story and asked if we plant on solid ground or we have a prop. My first thought told me I have no prop and I plant my seed in God. So I know that thought is a lie. And I will pay attention to any props I hold on to. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay. What's your prop? I didn't ask you yesterday, right?
You did not.
What are your prop?
I shall let you know as I think of them.
Oh, there are many. It's amazing the number of props we all have. Really? You think you have one or two? Wait until they come tumbling down. Let them fall. You'll be like, what the? I didn't know I was using that or using them, or they were using me, so I'm using them, and I'm letting them use me so I can be used back. Or that money, or whatever, career, ambitious, big boss. What do the women call it?
Big dogs.
Big dogs and all that mess. Thank you.
Props to prop me up, that type thing.
Yeah.
Because prop is also where you use a prop in. Like it's a fake gun, for example, like in a play. Anyway, whatever. It's English. Steve, 3 coffees. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. A quote by Socrates. And happy White History Month.
That's true. Amazing. I got to stop there. Amazing.
Okay, we'll read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Let me go to Stetson in Idaho. Stetson, Idaho. Not Navajo, Idaho.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Stetson, my bad, man. We right at there. Are you able to hold it? I'll take your call as soon as I come back.
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir, I can.
All right. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
The
There's some serious mess going on in this here world, especially in the news. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Gotta love the females. Gotta love Mondays. It's the 6th of July. Happy White History Month, and hope you had a happy Independence Day. 4th of July, for those who celebrate. People heard around the world. AD 2026, the lines are full, y'all. You can call in 888-775-3773, but you will get a busy signal if you call at this very moment, it looks like. So try every so often, just in case a line opens up, or as you hear Jesse Lee wrap up with another caller, all right? Do kind of both if you want to get in, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And nice. You can catch Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It is on audio podcast. Yesterday was an excellent church service. Rebuildingtheman.com/church if you want the main links to the podcast and YouTube and Rumble and other platforms to watch or listen to church or read about it. Nice. A red car reversal, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, raises concerns about the integrity of the World Cup, as if they are so integritous or have such integrity. I don't know what the wording is. FIFA made an extraordinary decision, according to AP, far-left extremists off the deep end, Associated Press, lifting a U.S. World Cup star's suspension after a call from Trump. Bring, bring. Excuse me, that didn't seem right. Oh, sorry, sir, we'll fix it. Nice. Residents of Washington, D.C. briefly experienced the worst air quality of any major city in the world Sunday, according to a company that ranks global air pollution in the aftermath of a massive July 4th fireworks show. You know, fireworks cause smoke, and smoke causes bad air in the immediate vicinity. City officials issued a code red air quality alert, asking residents to limit time outside and warning that the air is unhealthy for seniors, kids, and people with medical conditions. Wow. But at least fireworks aftermath smells kind of nicer than other smog smoke stuff usually. Sort of. Unless it's too overwhelming. Anyway, World Cup controversy. Which means it goes in the direction of reasonable. Anytime you see the media saying controversial or controversy, it almost always means in the direction of reasonable and what's right. The soccer world is up in arms over FIFA's decision to allow Team USA's Folarin Balogun, pardon me butchering his name, and he's an American, nice American name, to be eligible to play against Belgium today, despite being sent off in the previous match. And match is English for game, okay, soccer game. A source familiar with the matter told CNN Commie Nonsense Network on Sunday that President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, he spoke with FIFA President Gianni Infantino, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, this week after Balogun's red card and asked him to review the call. Nice. And AP says that FIFA lifts the U.S. star's suspension. A few too many S's and syllables there. At World Cup, after the Trump call, President Trump intervened on behalf of the star U.S. forward, Folarin Balogun, whose red card suspension was lifted, allowing him to play against Belgium today, Monday. Trump called FIFA President Gianni Infantino after the game with Bosnia-Herzegovina, whatever that is. Pardon me. I don't know. Asking FIFA, I guess that's a country? Hyphenated country, huh? Whew. Anyway, to review the red card according to a person familiar and spoke on condition of anonymity because a person was not authorized to speak publicly about the matter. It appeared to be the first time since 1962 that a red card during a World Cup didn't result in a suspension. The extraordinary move triggered praise from Trump and outrage from Belgium's team. Thank you, FIFA, for doing what was right and reversing a great injustice, Trump stated on social media, maybe on Truth Social. Royal Belgian Football Association said they're astonished. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. And we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How are you? How y'all doing? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? Amazing question. It is really an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you can listen on the phone as it is happening by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
You probably need a good black woman in the room.
My fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm not afraid of her.
Oh, girls just wanna have fun.
I rest my case. Life is amazing. The gift of God is a nothingness. Isn't it amazing? The gift of God is a nothingness. I want to go back to the phones here. Stetson out of Idaho. Stetson, happy White History Month.
History Month.
Thank you.
And I just want to appreciate everything that you do. I watched your Fallen State last week, and that guest was awesome. It's good to see that there's crazy white boys out there like that.
It was a young man from the UK.
Yes.
Check out the Father's Day for last Friday, thefathersday.tv. It was amazing. Thank you.
It was. Yes. And the other thing, your story of Eve in the garden, you had a guest on, and when you were talking through how the situation went down, how she was walking down to the market, and she ran into Satan, and like your version, that's great. I enjoy that. I was in children's church a couple years back before I heard about you, and before we had the gathering, we're all standing around, and I can't remember what we were discussing, and I happened to mention, like, well, you know, we wouldn't be in this mess if Eve didn't eat that apple. and all hell broke loose with all the women in church. And I was just like, what? Like, it's true. And they did not like that. And it makes a lot of sense now listening to you more. Like, okay, that's where that came from. So, and then the other thing I wanted to call about was some white history shout outs to Ulysses S. Grant. One of the things that I remember my eighth grade teacher telling me is a lot, he got a bad rap for being a drunk, but he was a lot more than that. And I did my own research on him. And after the Mexican-American War, he got sent off to Vancouver, Washington, where he was stationed. And I've lived in that area. It is pretty desolate and rainy. And he didn't really agree with what was going on with the war. And maybe that's why he got sent out there. But then the army wouldn't pay for his family, his wife and his two sons, to come live with him. So he was stranded out there, and this was a long time ago before phones and everything. And we don't know what type of demons he dealt with when he was out there, but he got out of the army. Then he ended up failing through different avenues of business. And then the Civil War kicked off, and he joined the Civil War, and he rose up through the ranks. And probably without him, the Union wouldn't have won the Civil War, and the United States would have looked a lot differently than it is today. And then on top of that,
shout out.
Then on top of that, he saw that the country was in ruins because of the whole slavery. He signed up to be the president of the United States, and he was for 8 years. He did as much as he could, but there is just all this political corruption and greed and all that type of stuff that really tarnished his presidency. And he just put the wrong people in power, trusted the wrong people. We're all guilty of that at some point. And so that's why his presidency looked the way that it did. And then on top of that, at the end of his life, he ended up getting into a bad business deal, lost all of his money again, was completely broke, was at the end of his life, was wondering, how am I going to be able to take care of my family after I die? And the only thing that he had with him was his memoirs. So he and Mark Twain, they got together and they wrote his memoirs in a book so he could then sell it to support his family after he passed, which I'm reading it right now. And it's incredible. This man is the definition of an American hero. So yeah. I just wanted to give a big shout out to Ulysses S. Grant.
Thank you, Stetson. That was amazing. I appreciate the history moment. Thank you.
And then the second one is Julius Caesar.
But I can only do one because of time. The board is busy right now.
Go ahead.
But call me tomorrow with another one.
Okay, will do. Have a great day.
Why here's the moment. Thank you, Stetson. That's amazing.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Yep. Bye.
888-77 Jesse, let me go to Canada and talk to Jermaine. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hello?
Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thanks for taking my call today. Man, I know church was going to be fire yesterday.
It was. Did you watch it?
Oh God, yes.
It was amazing.
I couldn't miss it, man, because I was at a function. I got hired to work at a function on Saturday. It was for a birthday party. It was for kids, right? So I was hired to be a bartender, and I'm like, what the? But while I was there, I realized it was just a cover-up. No one cared about the birthday girl or who it was for. It was really for themselves.
Everybody using everybody for a prop.
And it was sad to see, but it was amazing at the same time. And while I was there, I was paying attention and staying present. And what I realized was that, you asked a question, do we have a life? And while I was at that function, that question answered itself. And I realized all the kids that were there, they were so shy. And I was like, interesting. They were shy. They didn't want to talk to any new people, right? Even though the new people were trying to talk to them and say hi, they were shy. They run away and hide back to their mothers. Well, and of course, they go to the mothers.
Children's birthday parties are not for the children. They're for the adults to try to make themselves look like good parents, especially with the mothers, trying to make themselves look like a good parent, because if they were for the children, they wouldn't be having so many adults at a child party.
Yep. And at the end of the day, all the females, even though I had to manage how I served the alcohol, they got mad at me because they wanted to drink. And the guy that hired me is like, limit what they get because it's so early in the day. They're all trying to get drunk just so they don't have to deal with the children. And all they do is complain about their children and say, oh, you know, when you go on vacation, it was so good that we went on vacation and the kids weren't there. Oh, I can't deal with the kids. Yeah. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah, and what a mess.
And I realized that while I was there, the kids, because sometime I got a break, so I was listening to the music, I was dancing, having a good time, because I started enjoying myself after seeing that the parents, they beat down the kids, they destroy them. Because the kids are trying to have fun, but they're hovering around the kids so much that the kids are not allowing, they're not allowed to be themselves. Yeah. And I realized that the parents put everything on them. And I realized, when I was there, I realized that what you're chasing for in life, the job you want, the career you're looking for, all these things that you have in your mind that you're chasing, it's all from Eva that your parents put onto you, all that pressure.
Yeah.
And at some point, the kids were being free, and they're just hovering around them. Oh, don't do that. Stop. And I'm like, they're kids. They're in a safe environment. What is so wrong that they're going to do that you have to be on them all the time? And some of them were even scared because they could see that the mother is hovering around them, and they're in public, so they can't go too hard on them. They can just imagine at their home what they do to these kids. It was just so sad to see.
Yeah.
It's a mess, man. And when I saw that, I just gave up everything right there. Right there and then I was like, okay, I see it for myself. I know that you're telling the truth, but seeing it there, right there, just in my eyes, I was like, okay, I gave up everything. That's why you were in church and you asked, what is holding you back? What are you holding on to? I was like, nothing just yet. Let it go. You asked one day too late.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing. Thank you, Jermaine. Yeah. Amazing. I appreciate it. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse. One thing, okay. Shout out to Anchor Baby, Hake, Bill, everyone in the background that is helping you to put out the message.
Right on.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out. Thank you, buddy. Nice.
All right, bye.
Cheers. Right now. Amazing. Let me go to Danielle out of California. Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
How are you?
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
So fellowship was just so enlightening for me. I wanted to chime in so many times, but I'm working on holding space for others. So I thought, you know, I'll just call if I'm up. So I wanted to just comment on a couple of things from yesterday. When you brought up props, do you have props? It was so interesting to me in that moment because immediately the enemy wanted to tell me, you're fine, you don't have any props.
Yeah.
But right behind that, God came in, and I received this revelation that I honestly had not noticed until you brought up that question. And I understood in that moment that I got out of the bed judging yesterday. We had some people coming over, prospect buyers for the house. And so, you know, my husband and I do a little bit of staging the night before or the day of. He does his part. I do my part. And last night or the night before, I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do the bulk of it so that, you know, my husband won't have to worry about it or deal with it the next day. So I do all these things. I'm up until like 2 a.m. And the next morning, he did not address it at all. He didn't say anything. And I'm like, gosh, he didn't even say thank you. Do you know that I almost called him as he was on his way out the door? He's driving down the street. I had this thought, I'm calling him. I'm going to call him and ask him why he didn't say thank you. And so that moment passed. And then there was this moment in church where we're having the discussion about my dog. And it was such a light topic. And I look around and I felt like I could hear a pin drop. And I'm like, why are these people, like, I wanted to just ask, like, guys, why are you so stiff right now? I mean, can I at least get a courtesy laugh or something? This is a lighthearted subject, you know? And it's interesting because that passed. But then someone in fellowship said something that was funny that garnered a chuckle. And I thought, I'm not going to laugh. I am not going to. That's funny, but I'm not laughing. But everyone else laughed. And I'm like, I cannot believe they laughed at that. And they didn't laugh at my dog story. So it was just interesting how.
Wow, the devil is busy.
He is busy, and he gets me, Jesse, with judging, because I don't even realize that I'm doing it many times until, like, I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So that's something I really, you know, need to work on. Do you have any?
That is amazing.
I know. Is it a matter of just staying present to catch? I mean, I know it is, but how is it that I could go without realizing that I'm judging something until I'm in the middle of it?
Unconscious. When you think that you're conscious, then you're not conscious. It's when you're not thinking that you're conscious. Then you are conscious. And so you just have to practice catching those thoughts before they can get into all that. And you do that by always knowing where you are and what you're doing. Be aware of what you're doing. Be aware of cooking. Be aware of everything. And then you'll find yourself being more and more aware, and you will start to catch those thoughts before they get into all that and before you can react to it at all. But be patient. It'll happen naturally.
Yeah. And even if, like, when news comes in that's maybe a bit jarring, just, I mean, the same thing, obviously.
It's only jarring because you're not conscious, and you're reacting to the words that you hear from the outside. And the devil is either responding to that, oh, things are so bad. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're responding and reacting to that. You will get to a point, if you stay with it, where you would be in this world but not of this world. You will have no relationship with it at all without your effort. You will have no relationship, and yet you will have the right relationship with it.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
But just stay with
it.
It's
very encouraging.
Yeah.
Will do. I also want to, before I go, answer the biblical question. It's so apropos on the 250th.
Do you love America?
I do love America.
And how do you know?
Because I love the man who's leading America at this moment. The ideals this country was founded upon, the freedom to worship, to go to work, to go to fellowship, to express my Christianity, free speech, the right to bear arms. I have concerns, of course, that whether those things will continue when Trump is no longer in office, but we'll see when we get there. But yes, I do love America.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I gotta wait and put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Yes, there's nothing like being there on Sunday. I'm so thankful I've been able to make it there in present,
in person. It really is
so
amazing being there.
Yeah. Great to hear Derek. I haven't seen him in a while, so it was nice to speak with him briefly before I got on. And just thank you for all you do, as always. And thank you to Nick, Hake, and everyone else behind the scenes, Doug, Bill, everyone.
And Kurt.
And Daniel. Daniel and Kurt and Daniel.
Yeah.
I feel like
the
I forget
State
about Daniel.
Producer.
Yes, he's amazing,
yeah.
Especially as of late. He's been getting such awesome guests on
yeah.
the show. So thank you, Daniel.
I want to ask, you gave me, yesterday you gave me a black watermelon.
Yes.
And, Jay, what are you referring to? Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You gave me a black watermelon. Where did the black watermelon come from?
Well, it originated in Japan. It's part of the Yumi family. It's called Yumi. But I believe that it's grown in California. But, yeah, it originated in Japan.
That's the first time. It looked like it's not ripe ready yet. It's not, like, ready to take away from the vine because it's black. But once you open it, it is so red and beautiful and delicious. That black watermelon was so amazing. It made you want to holler.
Yes, it does.
It was like, wow.
You know, last summer, because they're only in briefly, they're in and out, I think between June and July, or maybe July is its peak. And I would have one bag of those, that black watermelon per night. I would eat the whole watermelon. And I did this, like, probably for a whole month. And I stepped on the scale one day, Jesse, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's all this black watermelon.
Yeah.
I gained weight.
It was delicious. So, it's interesting,
like candy,
too, because the cover is black, but when you open it up, it has the green part in there, too, that you normally would see on the outside of it as well. And so it was different.
Yeah. Well, were you able to chill it?
Okay. I took your advice.
It's different from regular. Oh, good. It's very sweet.
It is very sweet. Very sweet. I love it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was so good, I'm not sharing any of it with the office. Because
I know.
I don't want it to be going away so fast.
Right. Yeah, save it. And we'll see. Maybe I'll have a surprise for the guys in the office.
They are pigs.
I don't like to speak in future terms.
They are pigs. So I took it home.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And,
I did. No, it was delicious. It is delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you, well, Danya. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. And have a great week.
You too. Amazing.
Bye now.
Amazing. Danielle from the Fellowship. Nice. I want to just quickly show you one thing about how some people celebrated the 4th of July. They were having a hoot nanny of the time. Don't tell me that human beings are not animals. And it's nothing but wickedness in this world. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That's why, in order for this to end, you got to have love. And love is not from one another. It comes from the Father. There is only one love in life, and that only comes from the Father. If you're not getting it directly from the Father, you're not having it. You don't get it. You're not love. You can't make love. No one make love. It comes straight from God. And here's some proof that it doesn't exist in most human beings. This is like a recap of the 4th of July from the New York Times. People across the United States marked the country's 250th birthday, even as extreme heat and storms and disrupted events. People were having fun. And the president delivered a weather delayed speech in the Capitol ahead of the huge firework show. So I want to give you from Foster Friends a little moment of the patriotic celebration from Foster Friends. We don't have any.
Welcome to America 250, celebrating freedom and fun.
We have a B-2 bomber flying over right now.
We this just is had a huge stealth flyers come through, so we got a lot going on.
Salute 250 programming has been delayed, we're told, due to weather.
He's even taken better. Shelter. Brent, tell us what you're seeing there.
We evacuated, essentially. If we walk in here, we are in a trailer with World War II veterans. Can I ask you, sir, how old you are?
I'm only 103.
I know this guy.
Oh, my God. They let everybody in here.
He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
So just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
I think we have our main host, Brett Baer, Harris Faulkner, Brian Kelly, Dana Perino, and Sean Hannity back
there
on the set.
Are.
There they are.
This is the president leaving the White House.
Please welcome the 45th and 47th president of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump.
After 2.5 centuries, this American republic still stands tall and strong, and we love each other. That showed tonight. You heard it was over, and what happened? You came back. I want to thank everybody, and we love you all, and it's an honor to be your president. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
The largest fireworks display in the United States history.
Amazing. This is the American I remember growing up. It was like this, young folks. It wasn't like what you've been told. You've been lied to. You might as well turn away from communism and socialism and all that mess. Stop hating your country, and rebuild it. This is what it used to be, when America was great, and America was America. The president delivered a patriotic speech, making America 250th anniversary, highlighting, marking Americans 250th anniversary, highlighting the nation's history, strength, and enduring spirit. From Fox News.
I want to thank everybody because they did the right thing. They saw lightning, and I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be here. For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. We have thrived and flourished because our founders were great. Our cause was just. Our people are brave. Our culture is exceptional. And our destiny is written by God. And as we can see here tonight, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. It still roars in the hearts of our nation's capital. It still burns in the heart of every patriot, thunders through every city and town, and it still lights the entire world with the glow of American liberty. And there is nothing like that.
Amazing, huh? Thank you, Mr. President. I gotta take a quick break. Is it break time? Okay, let me take a break. When I come back, your phone calls. Outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Family, individual counseling, anywhere around the world by phone, Skype, or in-house. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Rebuildingdemand.com to make an appointment or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right? And check out our merch. You still can get the merch. Amazing merch, too. We're celebrating 250 years of America, and we have this amazing silver coin with my face on it. And it's not only is it an amazing investment, you can't go wrong investing in silver, you're also helping us, because every dime goes back into bond. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? 800-411-BOND. Or rebuildingdemand.com. No, jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Also, we have coffee. Punchy coffee. My coffee is delicious. I hear from people everywhere. Jesse, your punchy coffee is mamma mia. So while you're looking at your beautiful silver coin, you could be having some amazing coffee. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the books. You can be reading a book. Amazing books. And I will sign them. And it's not too late to get your White History Month merch. July is White History Month. And it doesn't, you still can get it. And then we have the other t-shirts and mugs and hats and tote bags and all kind of hoodies and stuff. And every dime goes back to doing this work. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. rebuildingdemand.com/stores. All right? Thank you all in advance. I want to give you one other quick example. Then I get back to your calls. I showed you how real Americans were celebrating the 4th of July and the 250 years of America. The firework was amazing. As a matter of fact, that those overhead flying thing, what do you call it?
Jets?
Yeah, V2 bombers or whatever. I heard them go over my neighborhood. I'm like, what the? Like, they were going over my house, the flyover. The flyover was amazing. Thank you, Mr. President. I would recommend you thanking God and then thanking Mr. President, the Great White Hope, for making a great effort of making America great again. I read, and I don't know how true it is, but I did read that in the last few days, or maybe over the weekend, whatever, I forgot when. It was like either this weekend or the last few days. The president has rounded up over 10,000 illegals just in the last couple of days and sent them back to their country. 10,000. Did you hear about that? But anyway, while you were celebrating and enjoying your country, other people decided they wanted to enjoy it in a different way. And it wasn't pretty. It wasn't, in their mind, the thrills were good. They would love it, the thrill of doing it. If these stories are true, if they're true, they got thrills from doing this in the same way you got a thrill from listening to the president, the flyovers, and the everything. Chicago. This is what they were doing in Chicago on the 4th of July. According to this report, CBS Chicago and Gemini, a chaotic mass shooting occurred in a Chicago neighborhood during the early hours of July 5th. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
Neighbors tell me this block was filled with hundreds of people last night. It is a cul-de-sac. They tell me police were already here trying to clear the crowds before gunshots rang out.
I wouldn't even say this was a block party. Okay. This was a takeover.
Etta Johnson captured this video from her window. It shows what Maypole Avenue near Garfield Park looked like on the night of July 4th.
Chaos, obstruction of living.
Johnson says a lot of the people she saw seemed underage. This video, captured by another neighbor, shows what appears to be teenagers in the crowd. One person holding what appears to be a shotgun with an orange tip. That usually signifies it's a toy or replica, not a real lethal weapon. Neighbors also capturing police trying to clear the street around 1 a.m.
The police were totally outnumbered. They were outnumbered last night.
We have a female shot.
By 1:25 in the morning, a 17-year-old girl was in critical condition after being shot in the chest on Maypole Avenue, according to Chicago police. Less than 10 minutes later, they say six more people between 17 and 20 years old were also shot on Maypole. They were all taken to hospitals in good condition.
Sad. Very sad.
We're told at one point, police began telling people to either leave or get arrested. One neighbor captured this video, showing officers placing someone into custody.
My husband and my neighbor, we moved our cars because they were destroying cars over here.
Amazing. Chi-town. Local residents are calling on city leaders to intervene and provide support to ensure neighborhoods ensure neighborhood safety before the end of the summer. Watch this.
And if you didn't have a locked gate, they would come and sit on your porch.
Three separate neighbors told us people on this block are known to promote gatherings like this on social media.
They were here Juneteenth with the same mentality. Normally it's in August. They have some party for someone on the block. The last 3 years, we have been bombarded with this chaos.
Connie Mitchell has lived on Hamlin Boulevard for 30 years. Her doorbell camera capturing people crowded in front of her home.
If it's only getting worse, who's helping the residents who are pouring their heart and souls into this neighborhood?
She's a part of the Garfield Park Advisory Council and says she's been pushing for change in this area for years.
These kids, how can they work all night? You can give them jobs during the day. Where are they going to be at night?
The alderman and the mayor and the commander. We need help. We need serious help over here.
These people are so crazy. They're lying. Because if they really want to help, they would not be voting for the people that's not going to give them help. They vote in the same people every time. Remember they got rid of that female, black female mayor, I forgot her name, and then they put in this black male. He's worse than the black female they got rid of, Lightfoot. As long as they're voting on color or just because they're Democrat, this is what they're going to get, and then they complain. They love complaining. And they know these people in government don't care about them at all, zero. But they vote in the same people, and then they say they want help. Amazing, huh? This will continue because there's no love in this world. The government want this to be happening. They want you divided. They want you angry. They want you upset. They keep voting them in because the government know that you're going to keep voting them in. Look what they did in Los Angeles. They had a chance to get rid of Karen Bass, who is the same type of so-called mayor, and they voted her back in. They voted to keep her in. That's why you're complaining. It's just a thrill. You're using Karen Bass and Brendan Johnson, and they're using you. You're getting what you deserve. They voted in as Karen Bass. They voted, had a chance to get rid of her, and they kept her. And as a result, the same shooting and arrests were made in L.A. too, according to the ABC 7. Police in Newport Beach say they arrested 402 people during the 4th of July celebration. Watch this from NBC News. NBC LA.
Yeah, Kathy, and about half of those 400 arrests that were made last night were for people who were refusing to leave this area after officers declared an unlawful assembly. Take a listen. Video captured the chaos that unfolded on the Balboa Peninsula in Newport Beach during the 4th of July. You can see hundreds of people gathering inside the pavilion's parking lot, setting off fireworks, throwing watermelons and water bottles at the crowd and the police officers. One officer was struck with a mortar. He was treated and is expected to be okay. Multiple fights also broke out between the crowds of people and the police, and many people were also standing in the roadways blocking traffic, forcing police to close down several streets. City officials say social media posts drew large crowds of juveniles and young adults to Newport Beach late last night, and they engaged in dangerous and unlawful behavior. Police were seen in riot gear ordering people to leave after declaring an unlawful assembly. About 350 Newport Beach police officers, as well as 17 nearby law enforcement agencies, responded last night. The Newport Beach Fire Department responded to about 100 emergency incidents yesterday, including 10 fires, and they transported 44 people to local hospitals, including 6 trauma patients.
It was insane. Mass quantities of kids of all ages. We don't know if they were teenagers. We couldn't tell if they were high schoolers. There was a lot of underage kids, a lot.
Like I said, they were low-level explosives, and they should be up in the air, but it was just, it was pretty chaotic, insane.
Amazing. And Newport Beach used to be beautiful white people town. Amazing. And just think about it, these are human beings. Newport Beach, can you imagine? In a nice little conservative area. But Satan told them to go down there and screw that up too. Down there in Orange County, California. Isn't that amazing? Hell is everywhere. And if you think that's bad, and it is, and no one's going to be surprised that it even happened in Compton, California. Law enforcement are investigating two separate shootings in Compton that killed a total of three people. NBC LA is reporting this.
LA County Sheriff deputies in Compton are looking for the person who shot someone in a neighborhood last night. This was a fatality as well. This was a scene on Grandy Avenue just after midnight. You can see a large group outside with first responders amidst a 4th of July gathering. Still no word on a description of a shooter. After an hour, or we should say an hour earlier, deputies were called to a shooting at a large party in Compton. The agency says two people were shot on West Laurel Street at around 11:30. This is near a Metro Transit station. Authorities say a woman died at the scene. A man was taken to the hospital as well, where he died. No word on a shooter for this investigation. Right now, police do not think that these two shootings are connected.
Amazing. Tell me this is not hell on earth inside of human beings. You're afraid to go to hell? You're already in hell. Anyone who has anger / resentment, emotional, or living in hell. You got to go through hell to enter into heaven within. These are human beings. The world is a jungle, and it's dangerous, and it's getting worse. You gotta be crazy to go to Compton anyway for a party on the 4th of July. What the? You're looking for trouble. Let me go to Chase out of Texas. Chase, you are on the air.
Yes. Yes, let me speak. Let me take you out. Yes. Hello. Hello, Jess.
Hey,
Mr.
Chase.
Jesse Lee Peters. Yes.
Go ahead.
So I have a question about relationships and an issue I have with switching over from one girl to a different girl. And just wanted to see how good of an idea this was. So last girl was pretty bad. She was very, very destructive, very self-centered. Lot of drama, lots and lots of drama. I was helping her and dating her, which was a mistake. Now I've gotten over to another girl. This girl is willing, she's submissive, not drama, no drama, no, do you think it's okay to switch over to a woman like that fast? If she says she's going to be, she says she will obey me, she will be, she does this and this and that. And that's just my question. Like, how should I go about doing this the right way?
What I would recommend, do what you want, is that you going from one woman to another, you're consulting with evil, and evil is sending you just what you deserve. I would recommend, but do what you want, is to finally stop consulting with your imagination, with the devil, with thoughts. Stop supporting it, and for you to start seeking what's wrong with you to overcome thoughts and feelings. You need to seek the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom will add unto you what you should have in life. That way you don't have to keep picking or looking for it, because as long as you're looking for it and thinking that you know what you want, you're going to always choose evil.
If you get with a woman, aren't you having to choose evil anyway? Like you have to kind of be in a fallen state to get with a woman or have kids or get married?
The only way you're going to ever get with one and get married is you're going to be in a fallen state. But if you don't do it while you're in the fallen state, you will be completed. You will be made whole by God, and you will want for nothing.
Okay.
So you need to make up your mind. Do you want to want for something and let the devil give you what you want, or do you want to want for nothing and let God add onto your life what you should have?
Well, what if I could get the new girl into just on the same page as me,
You're not going to be able to do it. You can't even change yourself, so you definitely can't change anyone else.
I probably could get her into not changing, just teaching, like, you know, getting her into the whole more like be biblically aligned.
But
I've had her listen to me a few times.
You said the same thing about the other women in your life, and it's not worked.
No, that was a crash out.
Do what you want, Chase. If you want to be deceived by this woman, go ahead. But I recommend you seek the kingdom, because what you're looking for is not outside of you, it's inside of you. No one or nothing is going to bring you peace.
Well, no, but people, the elements, like, I can have a person come around and help support the peace and help me build the peace while I'm building it. I don't see why you have to be alone to do this.
What do you mean by help build the peace?
Well, I mean, if she makes me more relaxed and feel better and get her on the same, you know, she is the type of girl that probably would obey, for at least 90% of the stuff.
Well, you seem to have made up your mind. Why don't you give it a try and see what happens?
Okay, so go for it then.
That's not what I recommend, but you seem to want it. But maybe you just need more misery, so go through it. And one day you may decide, you know what, I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being miserable. I'm tired of thinking that I know what I want and making the wrong choice. But go do it. I mean, do what you want, but it's not like you want to do it anyway, so do it.
Well, like this, if I can talk more to her about Bible stuff and get her into an understanding, like, you know, just throwing in the little bits of information, you know, if you're talking about the Bible, then actually this way where you follow the man and all this and, you know, yada, 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 and that they actually meant this and actually said that, and she starts to follow and wants to be a part of that, then isn't she part of that, part of my peace and my, you know, because it makes me feel productive as a man to be able to provide and lead spiritually.
And so the Bible is not helping you. What makes you think you're going to be able to help her with the Bible?
Because I've been able to, I've just gotten lazy. I've got the ability to sway people by telling them the truth about things. And
okay.
So maybe I said.
I wish you well. It's not going to work, but I wish you well.
Okay. Well, it might work. What happens if it does? I can call back in and be like, well, Jesse, you were wrong.
That's
it worked.
Right. You can call back and tell me that, but okay. I guarantee you it's not going to work.
You were right about the last one, by the way.
I guarantee you this one's not going to work either, because you got all this stuff made up in your head. What you going to do to make her be a certain way? How are you going to use the Bible and all that?
But, I mean, that's just a vague, you know, explanation over the internet. You'd have to know and see that, oh, yeah, this dude really can do that when he tries, when he focuses.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Will, I'll give you a call and hope you're wrong.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE, Creekberry, hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Some fun stuff going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right?
And some serious mess. Iranian's leader's funeral
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei got his funeral procession going on. We hope you guys give him a proper send-off. Iranians, shout out. And voter ID bill. There is a voter ID bill that Mike Johnson plans to do. Is it the Save America Act? I don't know. And the Ukraine's capital came under a deadly Russian attack early Monday morning that killed at least 15 people and wounded dozens more. And there was a fireworks strike that hit a Delta Airlines flight over Chicago, Midway International Airport. Delta Flight 1076, the pilot said he definitely felt a big bang over when he was talking to controllers, air traffic controllers, the FAA investigating the incident. Some serious mess. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out, ladies. Shout out, Monday. The 6th of July, AD 2026. Catch Church with J.S. Lee Peterson if you missed it. And maybe you were in the live chat and you actually, something went over your head because you weren't paying full attention. Or you were not in the chat and you want to listen again. RebuildingTheMan.com/church is how you can go to the webpage to find out how to watch or listen. And there is one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't gotten on air already. And if you're not already on hold, you can call in 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. Young or old, all are welcome. And Jesse Lee will be right back for hour three. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. That's the plan, man. A massive funeral procession for Iran's slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei got underway today. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name, probably. In Tehran, the capital of Iran, large crowds of mourners gathered. Notably absent, however, is Khamenei's son and the successor, Mojtaba, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, who has still not appeared in public since his father's killing in late February. I think that his wife and kid were killed too, the sons, who's running the show, supposedly. And House Speaker Mike Johnson plans to move quickly to advance President Trump's voter ID legislation through the arduous budget reconciliation process once the House returns to Washington, D.C. The decision comes amid heightened tensions in the GOP ranks, the grand old party, after a few Republicans brought the floor to a halt last week. They were Republicans. And Ukraine's capital, Kiev, I mentioned the crazy attack, the serious attack from Russia. The strikes came before a NATO summit in Turkey, where President Trump is expected to meet with Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. So we're wishing those Ukrainians and Russians well. Maybe we can have peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We'll see. And nice. According to far-left extremist off-the-deep-end outlet AP, Associated Press, Trump mixed patriotism with partisanship as he celebrated 250th anniversary of America. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Saturday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, honored veterans, including several, or at least a few, from World War II. And one of the first black officers to lead a special forces team in combat in Vietnam. Yet Trump also leaned into partisan territory, unusual for an Independence Day address, but we are living in unusual times. Presidents typically use it as a moment to unify the country, but should we unify with communists? I don't know. Trump stumped for the Save America Act, right? He wants to bring an honest country back. Elections bill that's encountering challenges even from fellow so-called Republicans in Congress. He highlighted his support for the Second Amendment, oh yeah, and revived denunciations of communism. Nice. The November elections are coming and communism is on the ballot. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.show. JesseLeePeterson.show. Dot show. And if you're running around and you just got to go and do what you got to do because we're heard around the world, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody get the call!
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Amazing. Grandpa,
what a mess.
I'm telling you, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The world gone crazy. Amazing, huh? One other quick example of the world gone crazy. Talking about the celebration of, and happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month. I want to hear your White History hero. While you were out or at home watching the fireworks, especially the beautiful display that was put on by the great white hope, Donald Trump, in Washington, D.C. Other people were celebrated by, according to this report, shooting one another and destroying. Amazing, huh? All for the thrill of it. It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Live now from Fox says that at least 8 people were shot, including 4 children, on July 4th. Why's this?
And it was all peaceful. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people peacefully celebrating America's 250th birthday. And so what happened last night, about 10:30 last night in Coney Island, there was a barbecue that was going on in this courtyard of this apartment building, apartment complex area. And then just a mass gunman, according to NYPD. Well, keep in mind, we were kind of on the tail end of a big heat wave yesterday going to last night. This man is dressed dressed all in black. She said that the gunman had a face mask on and just goes into this barbecue and just randomly starts shooting at people. There were four adults that were hit. One of the adults, a woman, a 21-year-old woman, she's in very critical condition. There were four children who were hit. One was 6, one was 7, one was 12, one was 14 years old. That suspect is still at large, also in Brooklyn, in a different neighborhood in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. And these officers were sitting in an unmarked car. They were part of a detail that was sent out to certain hot spots. They were sitting in the car when they observed what they say was an 18-year-old individual. Here's the gun that they found on the suspect. This individual, they saw the gun. The officers exited, one of them a detective. They exited the vehicle. They tried to engage. And then this he's 18 years old, the suspect. He started firing at them. One officer was hit in the back. Thankfully, it was where his bulletproof vest was. Another had what they're calling contusions to the face. But he was taken into custody.
Amazing. I heard that officer that was, they say, was shot in the back. He was about to retire. Remember when you could go out into the world and have fun? The world ain't safe no more. We have all these illegal aliens here now. Integration doesn't work. Segregation does. And they integrate it in the United States, and look what we got. Look what we have. Amazing, huh? So that guy at the back being told, a veteran New York NYPD detective, just 10 days shot. And he was 10 days short of retirement. He was shot in the back in Brooklyn, New York. That's according to the New York Post. And last but not least for now, according to remarks, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says, Generation Z and those younger than me have been raised with a silver spoon in their mouth. She said, according to this report, send them to Cuba. Send them to Iran. This is from Fox News.
Begging to come here right now.
Some of these kids, and I call them kids because they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they've never had real jobs, and they're complaining things are expensive. Yes, things are expensive when you don't have a real job.
That's right.
Do you think that's getting traction, complaining?
Unfortunately, I do, because this generation, my generation, I hate to say it, Gen Z and those younger than me have been raised with just silver spoons in their mouth, just getting everything handed to them. That's not the values this country was built on. It was built on meritocracy and hard work, pulling up your sleeves, pulling yourself up from your bootstraps, and achieving the American dream. And we need to protect it with all we got.
Is it laziness?
A little bit.
Is it because the professors said the country's corrupt, it's evil, and we just need to shake them down and hand money out?
It's laziness and it's the liberal indoctrination.
All right. I say, you know, if they misbehave, just make all these young kids join the army. Right? Shape them up. I almost had
to. Send them to Cuba. Send them to
send
Iran.
Them to Cuba.
They'll want to come back real
That's
quick.
A good point. They can say hi to the gay Ayatollah.
Amazing. Is that true? Generation Z? Have been raised and were raised with silver spoons in their mouths? With a silver spoon in their mouth? Is that true or not? I really want to know. What do y'all think about that? My producer, Derek, said no. I noticed that Generation Z and the generation before that, they're like socialists. They definitely want free stuff. And not all, but they definitely want free stuff. Is Caroline right about that? They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Other thing I want to know your opinion about, what do you think about this? Grok is reporting that a video compilation of women orchestrating pranks by telling random girls to hug their boyfriends, husbands, or fiancé just for a test. They want to test their boyfriends, husbands, or fiancés to see how they'll react. So they'll tell it, according to this report, they'll tell the other women to hug them to see their reaction. What a setup if it's true. Watch this from X.
Let's go. Hi! You remember me from 2 days ago from the party? Why are you looking confused? You literally gave me my number.
I don't know her.
Big smashed potato. Oh,
hi! Remember me? 2 days ago? At the beach bar?
On God, I do not know who she is.
I swear, it'd be some shit going on. That's probably what we...
I gotta go warm up.
I don't know who that is. I've never seen her in my life. I don't know who that is.
She literally knew her name.
I've never seen her.
Yes, you did.
I got a unicorn frap and a birthday cake pop.
Hey, buddy. So nice to see you. Remember the club like 2 days ago?
Oh, God, I have never seen her before in my life.
You don't remember?
What betas? They look right at their woman out of fear, like a little kid. Amazing. What do y'all think about that? Now, these women are setting their, according to the report, that was set up. They told these women about their boyfriend, husband, or fiance, and told them to go over and hug them. And they want to see how they're going to react. What a test, huh? That relationship should be over with right then and there. If you're going to test me like that, bye. Be done with them. Instead of being afraid. What a mess. What a mess. Essence reported that Dale Parches, I believe, a conservative pastor, posted a video criticizing rap music as audio poison. Watch this mess.
Yeah, probably the quickest way to buyer's remorse is to have your wife twerking like a prostitute at your wedding. But this is what black rap culture has done to American women. It's basically audio poison for, you know, sexual immorality and violence. And it has turned normal, glorious things like weddings into strip shows. It's turned many young women into kind of this rebellious harlot. And the American men, and in this case, an American husband, is just kind of sitting back and watching their whole culture die. And so I just say, stop listening to rap music and restore dignity to glorious things and ultimately repent and turn to Christ.
Amazing. What y'all think about that? And that looked like a white woman twerking. When did white women start twerking? That's normally a black thing. I may be wrong, but it looked like it was a white woman twerking at her own wedding. Black people, this is the type of influence you want to send to the world? You don't want to send the influence of building stuff, huh? Did she look white to you, Nick?
Yes, she did, to me.
Yeah, it looked like she was white and she was twerking at the wedding. Dare said definitely white. White people, what's wrong with y'all? You become what you hate, huh? You become what you hate. A white woman twerking in a wedding dress. White men, you lost your woman. Years ago, you turned your children over because you didn't want, you turned them over to the blacks because you didn't want to appear racist. You wanted to understand racism, and you turned your children over to them. Now, not only to get beat up and raped and everything, they're twerking. And the white women voted for socialists or socialism. Let me see the twerking thing again. I can't believe that a white woman twerking and they got a white DJ. Ain't nobody there black. I ain't gonna say nobody. But she's twerking. Is she married a black man or something? Watch this again. Come back.
Yeah, probably the quickest way to...
Look at that. That's a white woman. And he got a white DJ.
Yeah, probably...
There, is her fiancé or husband now, is he black or something? I can tell the husband was black. My country is gone. My country is gone. Which Trump and Elon Musk is done, are done. No more innovation. Everybody be twerking. Shooting, killing one another. Mitt is out of Australia. Mitt, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you going, brother?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Mitt.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
From North Antarctica, from Australia. Awesome. Around the world, baby. We love you.
Thank you, man. That's amazing.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know about the picking cotton and the tabs in the past and the future. With the picking cotton, do you swear on your witness that it wasn't a field trip? It was actually you actually did it for like, you know, during the Jim Crow era, like it was something you did regularly? You swear on ever being white?
I'm sorry, Matt. Jane, come and help me.
So, was it a field trip or did you regularly pick cotton?
You know what he's saying there?
One more time, Mitt.
So you know how you said how you grew up on a farm and you fed cows? Because I did the same thing. I milked cows and I grew up similar. I grew up with like ultralights and stuff like that.
Right.
On a farm with horses and, you know, two-stroke bikes, four-stroke bikes and all types of really cool, you know, horses. And
right.
You know, my sisters do equestrian and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, because I called the school, do you swear it wasn't a field trip? You did pick cotton regularly on ever being white?
Oh, like, yeah. I grew up on a plantation. I plant the crop, helped plant the farm.
Well,
okay. And brought it in and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
How old are you?
I was checking. Me, Jim, and Abra were very, very, very interested in that. And
how old are you, man?
I just want to say love. I'm 36 this year. Well, I was born in 1990.
And so you were born, you were born and raised on a plantation or a farm where you pick cotton stuff.
A farm where we just had horses, we had cows.
But you didn't
mainly
pick
just horses
cotton,
and cows and chickens.
Oh,
no,
you...
I didn't. I grew up in Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I picked cotton.
We did pick fruit.
I'm sorry.
We did pick fruit sometimes on other people's farms. We helped pick fruit and stuff like that.
I did not.
We had a mango tree.
Yeah, I didn't, but my uncles did and stuff. I went out into the woods and got, you know, fruit from out there, but they went to New York or Florida. They picked fruits during a certain time of the year.
Yeah, we went to different farms and that, picked fruit and helped pick fruit and stuff like that.
Right on.
Cool. All right, awesome. I just want to say love from Australia, and I'm listening, and love from around the world. Love to Derek, love to Hake, and praise and worship you. My cat loves you. Every time you come on, she's so happy. And yeah. I just want to say love from North Antarctica, love from Australia, love from Lord Clan Petrie, and we love you heaps. And, yeah, we always listen. And scientists listen to you afterwards, bro. That's 10,000 that listen to you afterwards, bro. I've got a lot of scientists that listen to you, and we love listening to you.
Well, thank
and
you,
I just want to say love. Yeah.
And we love you back, man. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
We'll do. Happy White History Month, Jesse. Have a beautiful, beautiful night. I'm listening.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Happy White History Month. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to first time call out of Canada. Sarah. Sarah, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sarah.
Happy White History Month. I'm a little nervous now.
Happy White History Month, Sarah.
Happy White History Month.
Amazing. Relax. Go ahead.
I'm not too sure if this is a question or if I'm actually just seeking some type of reassurance on what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I've been listening to your show. I want to say thank you so much for everything that you've been doing. I think that it really has been impacting the world in a way that we kind of need right now. It changed my life, to be honest with you. It made me see things that I can't really unsee now.
Right.
So it's been like my friend actually introduced me to you, and she kind of talks of it like it's a narrow path that you're walking.
Yes.
And it's tough, but it's not like not doable, you know?
That's
so
right.
I'm walking the narrow path. You know, trying to kill my ego as much as possible. I do get caught up sometimes in like the thrill and the emotion of it all. Like, I can recognize that I was evil, and I'm trying to be better. And then I know that I'm not supposed to try. I'm just supposed to be.
Yes.
I think that right now, like the last year, I've just been kind of running away from my problems. But at the same time that I was running away, I was kind of really divulging in the things that you would say and listening to Bond. Doing my silent prayers in the morning, in the evening as well. And then during the midday when I would be really overwhelmed, I do it. Back then I used to really identify with a lot of things like anxiety, depression, and all these things that kind of like held me down. And now I'm just kind of recognizing it more as in they're just emotions that overcome me and want me to act like irrational.
Right on.
And now that I moved back home actually with my mom, and I really thought that like throughout the year that I was listening to Bond and stuff that I had really forgiven her. And my dad too, because my dad lives in a different country. I've had a pretty interesting life, honestly. Like, I'm very grateful for it because it brought me here, and it's kind of crazy that I'm on the phone with you. But yeah, when I moved back in with my mom, she's really under a lot of stress because she's very hyper independent and wants to like challenge and do everything for her kids. And it's a beautiful thing. But I can see how it's like taking a toll on her body, and it's like taxing her and mentally too. Sometimes I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of a verbal punching bag for her. And it's kind of felt like that since I was a kid, if that makes any sense.
It does.
But I thought that I was, I thought I had forgiven her until, that was funny, she's literally yelling at me right now. I'll be right in, Mom. Yeah. So I'm sleeping on the couch with my mom right now. We have a house, and she rents out all the rooms to try and, like, make ends meet. She's buying my younger brother a house, and my older brother, she just bought a house. She basically comes from nothing and has no degree or anything.
How old is your youngest brother?
He's 1 year younger than me. He's 23.
And so she bought the older brother a house, and now she's trying to buy the younger brother a house?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So the situation right now has been really tough. It kind of reminds me of, like, when my mom and my dad divorced when I was younger. Like, I haven't seen her so stressed since that time. But when I came back here now, like I knew that it was going to be a challenge, you know, like at first I was kind of overwhelmed and I got scared and I was like, no, I can't do this. I need to keep running. But then I was like, you know, let me face this as like the ultimate test, the ultimate boss of this level or something like that, you know, and sleep on my mom's couch. Like, what's the better way? I don't see any better way of killing my ego than like going from independency, living in the city and losing everything and then sleeping back at my mom's house, not only moving back in, but then sharing a couch with her and her just like coming at me when she's stressed. So I was like, I can do it. I can do it. But there's moments that I still get really overwhelmed when she says things and I notice that I get upset and then I'm like, oh, I have not forgiven her. Because if I had forgiven her, it wouldn't really even get under my skin. Or am I wrong?
Hey, so your question for me is what?
Oh, gosh, right. That was a good question. Amazing. I guess, would you be able to give maybe like advice or 2 cents on maybe even how I'm speaking about the situation or what you're kind of seeing?
What, have you gone to her and forgiven her?
I would like to. I've called her on the phone and told her, and then now that I'm in person, I've been thinking about it. She's just under so much stress. I think she's going to really lash out if I try to do that.
And why do you why are you concerned or even thinking about how she's going to react?
That's a good point.
No, that was a question.
I feel that I don't want to add more stress onto her than she already has. Like,
and what do you have to do with her stress? It sounds like, based on what you've said, buying your brother a house, buying your other brother a house, and all, your mother is living the life that she wants. She loved being stressed. She loved the thrill of it. She loved the thrill of complaining about it. Why are you concerned about that at all?
I guess because I thought that I guess as a kid, I've always just wanted to see her like relax and be happy. But
why?
I'm accepting the fact that she doesn't want that.
Why do you want that for her? That's not what she wants.
I guess it's an identity that I painted of her from when I was a kid of what type of mom I would want.
But now that you're not a kid anymore, you need to start thinking like an adult.
That's true.
Your mother, based on what you've said, she has the life that she wants. She loved doing that. She loved taking on, buying somebody else a house, your brother a house, and your next brother a house, and stressing and worrying and carrying on. You should just wish her well, but you need to forgive her. And then by living there and the thoughts come, don't react to the thoughts. Don't just know it's just a thought. But you need to face her and forgive her instead of listening to, do what you want, but instead of listening to the devil telling you, oh, you're going to stress her out. Look at her. She's already stressed. Evil doesn't want you to forgive because forgiveness will make you free from evil.
Right.
And it's just giving you an excuse. Are you afraid she'll throw you out or something?
No, not really. If she does, like, then that's something that I'll just have to face at that moment. I guess that I don't really know how to forgive her. Like, I don't know what to say.
So, can you hold for a minute? Let me take a quick break and I'll suggest for you.
Okay.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Stress office now open on pills.net. I believe. Yes. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour. He white, and he's on fire. The guy with the good hair. And after that, the guy with the real energy given to him by God. It's not a gift. I mean, it's not a loan. It's a gift. Other than Donald Trump, the American anchor, baby, has amazing energy 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. The American anchor, baby, at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. And he's on fire. And check out Punchin' TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Punchin' TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. .tv. Amazing! And thank you for your support. Don't forget to donate to Bond, my nonprofit, by going to JLPTalk.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right? I do appreciate it. I want to go back to Sarah out of Canada. And Sarah, you want to know how to forgive your mother?
Yeah, or what to say, I guess.
And do
or
you,
what I would say.
Do you see that you do resent her? You have anger toward her?
Yeah, I do. And at the same time, I feel also guilt because I have acted on that anger and then hurt her in the same way.
And is it right or wrong to resent, to have anger toward anyone?
No, not right at all.
And so you see that you're wrong. You see that you have the anger. You see that you're wrong for having that anger, judging her, resenting her, right?
Yeah.
And all you got to do now is go and, hey, mom or mother, whatever you call it, I am sorry for resenting you. I have been resenting you all my life. If words come or I resented you because you've always been mean to me or whatever, right? But you may not even have to say that part, but when you go and apologize for resenting her, don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive her, and God will forgive you. You'll be free, and it wouldn't matter. Whatever she says or whatever her reaction is, don't react to that. She can't help herself. She loved the thrill of reacting. So don't react. Yeah. Just say, hey, I just want you to know, I realize now you could not help yourself. And you'll be fine.
Okay.
I am sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I know now you can help yourself. Her mother did it to her.
Right. That's true.
So if you want to be free, you got to go and forgive her. Shake it in your boots. And whatever her emotions are, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. She loved those emotions. That's why she won't let them go. She called them natural. Everybody's angry. It's natural to be emotional. It's natural. So let her stay in her hell. You just don't resent her for it.
Yeah.
So you got to face her.
I will. Do I have time to ask maybe two more questions, Jesse?
Yes.
In regards to my younger brother, I know that I'm a woman and I can't lead a man, right?
Right.
I just wonder, what could I, like, he is interested when I talk about, you know, kind of the path that I'm walking in, the narrow path.
Yes.
And I can see that he kind of has that look in his eyes where he's looking up to me and I'm just like, oh no, don't do that. You know, like, don't do that. but I don't know, like, all I do is kind of just recommend him, like, you can listen to this. This is what I listen to. Hey, like, and I do silent prayers, you know, but I wonder, like, because I know that I'm not supposed to have that savior complex. But as a woman, then what am I supposed to do when a man asks you for advice or asks you for advice?
You be honest with you. Tell your brother, you know what? You got to forgive your mother. You got to forgive mom. You got to forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. As a daughter of God, you have a... Your responsibility is to be the light. And when someone asks, that's in the darkness, they ask, how do I get out of the darkness? You should tell them when they ask. It's not like you in your mind thinking you're leading them. You're not leading them. You're leading them back to the source that's going to lead them. You're leading them back to God by pointing the way, by telling them, suggesting that they forgive and take over their own life, their own lives.
Hey,
you're not trying to lead him when you tell him the truth about forgiveness. Don't try to force it on him or anything like that. But you are now, once you forgive, a daughter of God. You're already a daughter of God. It's just you're returning back to him by coming out of the wilderness of your mind, the darkness of your imagination. But you should tell him, right. especially if he's asking.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And did you forgive your father?
I really think I did, but that's why I'm saying even in this situation now, I think that I did, but then I wonder, I guess I haven't faced him. I haven't seen him face to face. My family is kind of all abroad, all around the world. Like, we grew up in the Netherlands, and then my mom and my dad divorced, and my mom basically just snatched us up to a different country and kept us away from our dad.
Can you FaceTime with him?
Yeah, I can.
Well, FaceTime with him.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah, FaceTime with him. Have a talk with him.
Okay.
And you had a second question. Go ahead.
Yeah, my second question would be, I guess, more for myself. Like, when God plans for a husband to come my way, all I can do is just to keep working on myself as I am doing right now. Or what would be one of the best advices that you could give me to not be an evil woman?
Number one, don't even think about a husband. Don't think about anything but being present, seeking the kingdom of God by doing the silent prayer, being present, and loving your neighbor, love your enemy. And the Father will add on to you what you should have in life. If it is a husband, because you return to the Father, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be of love. It would be impossible not to be anything but love. It would be impossible. Right. Because you love God first with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else. And then you love your enemy. You love your neighbor. So you're going to be of love. Don't worry about being evil. You won't be of evil.
Okay. And then this year
you can't be evil and good. You only have one or the other.
Right.
And what are you saying right now?
I said, I was listening to some of your podcasts. I don't know if this is the same year that I'm on, but you said for this year to be a doormat.
Yes. Meaning that when people try to hurt your feelings or when people try to embarrass you or you think that they're disrespecting you or they're calling your name or they're gossiping or whatever it is, take that pain. Let it happen. Don't defend it. Don't get mad at them. Don't judge them. And take that pain, and you will start to see that you are not your thoughts. You're not the emotions.
Okay.
You're none of those things, and you'll die from it. It will disappear. Mm-hmm. Never defend an ego pain. Never think about what others are thinking about you, because that thinking is in you. It's not real.
Right.
So take the pain of the ego. You're going to, the thoughts are there, and because you didn't catch the thought, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not the thoughts, and you're not the pain, and you're not your body.
Thank you, Jesse.
You stay with, are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. You're really a blessing to this world. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And to the listeners out there, he's speaking the truth.
Amazing. Stay with it. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Orange County and talk to first-time caller Marion, I believe. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Marion, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month.
Happy 4th of July and happy White History Month. Amazing. Thank you.
I'd like to answer a biblical question.
Do you love America? And how do you know? Do you love America?
Yes, I do.
And how do you know you love America?
Well, I was born and raised in Romania, a former communist country.
Uh-huh.
So I remember the fear, the long lines, the lack of food, and all the oppression when I was a kid. Yeah. So now I get to appreciate all the liberties, all the opportunity, and all of what the true spirit of America is about here.
That's amazing. How old are you?
I'm 47, sir.
Right on. That's amazing, man. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. But I do appreciate that. What do you think about there is an attempt now to turn America into a socialist country?
Yeah, it's very interesting to see that people that don't know what real oppression is.
Yeah.
And what true freedom, you know, the real freedom that we have here. But it's blind and it's ignorant. And it comes from a hateful place, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Right on, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all still want to be a cop in this country? What the? Derek is the first-time caller out of Detroit, Michigan. Derek, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, man, it's nice to meet you finally. I've been watching you since I was like a teenager, for real, man.
Wow, finally. That's amazing. Yeah,
I'm like 28 now, man. I've been watching you for a long time.
It took a long time to call.
I know. I was doing a lot of wrong.
I understand.
And I didn't want to face the music on the decision that I've made.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Well, Jesse, I wanted to call and ask you about a situation that I'm in right now.
Okay.
I'm actually married.
Any
to
children?
An older woman.
Any children?
Yes, I have three.
So how old are you?
I'm 28.
And how old is the older woman?
She's 32. I mean, 34 now.
Whoa! And you have children with her?
No.
Oh, you don't have children with her?
No.
Oh, good. And are you, does she have children?
Yes, she has one son.
She been married before?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Your question is what?
My question is, you know, right now we're going through a process of separation right now. And it's been problems since the marriage. We just got married last year. And, you know, the mother of my child that I did have the children with, we never really concluded our relationship as I thought we did. And a lot of things that happened with in the time since we've been married, you know, a lot of arguing, fighting, and
with the mother of your children or the woman you're with?
The woman I'm with.
Oh, okay.
And the mother of my children.
Okay. Like,
but right now we're separated. And I stay with the mother of my children right now.
What a mess.
Yeah.
And why are you separated from your wife?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm going to just shorten it.
Okay.
I had a cousin that came and stayed with us, and she was going through a lot of turmoil in her life. So me being weak and as a beta, I allow her to come into my home,
Bird.
Which we were already having problems with.
Whoa,
we were already having problems. Yeah. We were already having problems in our relationship, and I was trying to help. We got into it on some disrespectful things, so I decided when I let her come, I was at my baby mother's house. I was on tether for, you know, court things, and I was staying with my baby mother. I wasn't even staying at the house with my wife, and I let her come over, and I came back to the house that me and my wife had in our apartment. And then it just became like a total chaos factory.
Yeah.
For real. Like it was,
yeah.
It was bad. And, you know, it wasn't the first time that me and my wife separated. We been separated three times. This is the third time. And, you know, this time my cousin that I let come stay with me, she ended up telling, you know, certain business I had with my baby mother to my wife.
Amazing.
Out of resentment,
yeah,
from being put out of the house, because we were like, we just both agreed that we're arguing because she's here at the moment at the point, and then she had to leave. But she poured water on my head when I was trying to tell her to leave. She poured water on me. I ended up grabbing her, and you know, I did choke her, Jesse, because I couldn't control myself. It just happened. I couldn't. She poured water on me, and I just lost the little sense of control I had, because it was already being disrespect there. Okay. And then when my wife, you know, she took me like away from the house so I wouldn't, because she called the police and whatever. And I pulled and we sitting just waiting for the police to come or whatever. And she texts my wife that, you know, he messed with his baby mom and all this type of stuff. And it just, and then stuff broke out, and my baby mom got on the phone and then told her what we did and stuff like that. And
amazing.
You know,
don't be admitting stuff like that in case you have to go to court or something. So
yeah,
don't admit that on the phone. But, and so your question for me is what?
My question is, you know, right now that we're separated, I know what you say, you should just sit in it and just, you know, let the thoughts pass. But I'm confused right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to stay focused. You know, I work and stuff like that and stay focused and try to do activities outside of that and try to pray on it. You know, I have aunties that tell me to pray on it and, you know, go to church and do all this type of stuff. And I'm like, you know, I've been listening to you for like years now. I'm like, man, I know it's because, you know, I went to a Bible study with my wife before, and pastors lie out here. You know, they lie. Like, and so the story of Adam and Eve, they blame Adam for Eve eating the apple. And I'm like, Adam told Eve not to listen to the serpent and eat of the tree of, you know, the tree. So she didn't listen.
Because of time, your question for me is what?
My question is, should I reach out to her or should I just let it pass? Like, should I reach out to my wife?
I highly recommend, but do what you want. But I highly recommend, but do what you want. Just to see you, that you have a job, right?
Yes, sir.
Get your own apartment. Start seeking God. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. And then start doing the silent prayer so you can grow away from all that and you will see what to do. It'll be clear. It's time for you to totally work on you. And then with that woman you're married to, be done with her. She's too old for you. She's your mother. And that's never going to work either. And so be glad that you're separated. Don't go back, but don't resent her. Don't resent your girlfriend and your baby mama. Don't resent your ex-wife or your wife now. Not even the family member that you said came to live with you guys. You got to stop resenting. You got to love your enemy. By not resenting them, they cannot help it, just as you can't help it. So be done with them, but don't resent them. Forgive your mother. Have you forgiven your mother yet?
I did. You know, I've been listening to you for so long, I went to go do that.
Okay.
And when I did it, she tried to, like, kind of force the blame over to my dad.
Of course.
And I was like, you know, that's not true, you know. And
yeah.
I forgave her and I let it go and I started trying to play the there for her son a little bit more after I did it because I'm like, you know, I shouldn't have done that.
No,
because she's played a role into my marriage also and with the way that she plays games and lies and things like that.
Here's what I recommend from this point forward, from now, because you can't do anything about what has already happened. It happened then. It's over. But stop telling women your problems. Don't go to your aunties, your mama, your girlfriend, your wife, or any female. Females cannot help you. You got to go to the Father, meaning forgive your mother, forgive your father, do the silent prayer. But for now, get your own apartment, one bedroom or something, and you start working on you. And you'll see you will have an amazing life. But as long as you're putting these women as God in your life, you're not going to get better. You're going to only get worse.
Yes, sir.
It's time for you to work on you now.
Okay.
You've been all your life thinking about others. You want to spend the rest of your life thinking about you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. You know, I was so scared to call in. I've been listening for years. I was so scared because I didn't want to get called a beta. I try to be alpha, you know what I mean?
You can't try.
That's the
to
most
be...
baddest thing you can do.
Yeah, you can't try to be alpha. You become alpha when you love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy. Don't resent anyone.
Yes, sir.
Don't get mad at anyone for any reason. But really, get your apartment. Let me know how it goes. Get your own apartment. And just stay to yourself and work on you.
Yes, sir.
Don't argue with people. Don't fight with people, all right?
All right.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm going to have to start.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
What a beta. How is God going to... You've been listening to me all these years and you're not doing the prayer?
I have, man. Even though you got to pray and talk, I'd be like, man, the silent prayer, that's how you do it. But I got to start doing it.
Yeah.
I got to start.
Yeah.
I want to start.
Get you a place, stay by yourself, work on you. And you'll see, man, your life will be amazing. It really will.
Thank you, Jason.
Let me know how it goes.
That's amazing.
All right. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir. I will.
All right, buddy. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
Bree K and the Wild Goat gave several coffees or more.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Aries 1 gifted the shades on pilled.net.
Nice shades. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Grateful Blessed Beard, Big Red Dot, Joe Bangles, or Job Angles, whatever. Sorry, I'm butchering your name. And Adam Butcher, new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. That's amazing.
Jamie, Monday is a fresh start, a new chance to begin, to set goals and make plans and find the strength within. Even when the day is tough and the workload's hard to bear, I know that with determination, I'll reach the top, I swear.
No, you can't find strength within. You have to find weakness in all the way. Be weak, and the strength will come from the Father. And don't have no plan. Just live. Get up and go to work. Just be. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Nice poem, anyway. Yeah. Even if it was wrong.
Oh, it's a poem?
Well, it sounded like a poem. It was formatted like a poem.
Oh, okay. No, but it's not a good one.
Jesse P., hey, love your stuff. Agree with you a lot. Been watching you for a while. Keep it up, and hello all the way from Australia.
Amazing. Heard around the world. Thank you. Stay with it.
And speaking of Australia, Mitt, DMT, psilocybin, and LSD.
Hey, Mitt.
No message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Mitt. We love you back, Mitt.
Tay the E, new member, and Chris.
Thank you, Tay.
No message.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris the O2. Pastor Chatelet, I love America. This is an answer to the biblical question, I guess.
And how do you know?
Well, he says, because it was founded on Christ and the notion of individual freedom and responsibility, that's why. And he says, I know I love America because I studied it intensely and saw for myself the foundation it was built on. Greatest nation on this side of heaven confirmed. Amazing.
I put my 2 cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Jamie, did you hear about the 86-year-old Paul Pelosi did a hit and run? Allegedly. He didn't say allegedly. This weekend in Cali, he was charged, will go to prison, or Nancy will come to rescue somehow, says he. I disclaim. Yeah. By the way, he did do 5 days in jail, 2022. California might sweep it under the rug. What you think?
I have not heard of, so I have no comment at this time. I was not aware of it. Thank you.
Carver, these women don't want new experiences. They want the ego thrill of bragging about the experience to others. That poor husband getting blamed for it because women wants attention from everybody else who's not her husband.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lalo and Girl from the 60s on X love America, and they know it because, well, Lalo's heart hurts from what I see happening in this world. Disrespect. And my heart hurts for the disrespect, violence, and lawlessness we see in the country. I want my country back. And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats, him, Diddy, and
thank you all very much. Glory. Don't let your heart hurt. Don't be feeling other people's pain. They have the life they want. Brady out of Arizona, Ross out of New Jersey, Anthony from Canada, Roy, a first-time caller out of Illinois. I'm out of time. Hake is coming now, and then the America baby. Thank you for your support, and bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger. because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love